This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
And joining me on the phone this morning, Christina Mossgraber, the Chief Operating Officer over at NAMI Rochester. Good morning, Christina.
Morning, Ed. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yes, happy to have you back here with us. We've got you on because May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and NAMI very involved with that.
Yeah, we've got something every day. May is a busy time for us, and we're really grateful that the community is coming out like never before. Mental health is so at the forefront of so many conversations, and you know, we're so proud at NAMI Rochester to really be leading the charge to make sure those conversations are appropriate and helpful and people find resources.
And definitely, you know, sadly, you're right. We see it in the news and we hear about it all the time, more and more accidents and issues coming up involving mental health issues and all of that. Mm-hmm. So, but there's a lot there. It's not just the mental illness, it's also substance use that you guys are trying to help with as well. Suicide, stuff like that.
Yep, exactly. Because, you know, we know that, you know, the majority of people who struggle, there's sometimes something, you know, called a co-occurring disorder or co-occurring struggle. Perhaps it's their mental health struggles have, you know, exacerbated their use of substances or brought on, you know, suicidal thoughts or actions. We at NAMI believe, you know, we have to talk about them all together and address them all together, because you can't talk about them in silos. You have to talk about it all together to have people get appropriate treatment.
And somebody's listening, maybe they're struggling right now, or they've got a family member that's struggling. They reach out to you. You guys are able to help them all in-house, or do you guys work with other partners in our community?
We work with lots of different partners in our community because our mission is support, education, and advocacy, which we do through groups and classes and lots of different community activities and education opportunities, and those are all offered at no cost. We're not a crisis service or a clinical service, so we often refer people to other places and have lots of really awesome community partners that we're so grateful to work with.
No, that's fantastic. You guys are, I can say from personal use, a great resource here in the Rochester area for sure. And Christina, you mentioned a moment ago that, you know, we're talking about May being Mental Health Awareness Month, and you guys got a lot of stuff going on. I'm seeing Mind Strong at Midtown, also pop-up meditation going on. Really do have a variety of things.
Mind Strong is something that we do in partnership with Midtown Athletic Club. So proceeds for that will go towards our walk that's coming up. And we have lots of really amazing community partners that are doing different events for us based on their skill set and their talent and donating their time. And we're just so thrilled that people, again, are coming out like never before to support this.
So are you saying you're seeing not only individuals coming forward, but also groups or organizations, companies that want to get involved?
Yeah, exactly. We are booking lots of workplace training. So going into workplaces and talking about mental health in the workplace, because, you know, we're whole people, right? And so we, you know, we're home, we're at work, we're doing our activities. And if we're struggling in one place, we're struggling in all of them. Mm-hmm. And so especially in a workplace, it can be hard to talk about it or to talk to a supervisor. So we're really thrilled to be offering those trainings so people can get help in the workplace as well.
If you are maybe a manager or involved with an organization or company and you want to have NAMI come be a part of that, you can get details for that on your website.
Yep. If you go to NAMI Rocks, so it's NAMIROC.org, there's a trainings tab right at the top and it walks you through all our trainings, the costs, and then there's a button to go through the process to register for one.
Awesome. And we are talking with Christina Mossgraber, the Chief Operating Officer at NAMI Rochester here. And we're talking about how important it is to bring awareness to mental health issues right here in our community. And I'm wondering, Christina, do you guys still feel like there's a lot of stigma around mental health, and that is part of the issue that you're trying to overcome?
I would say, yeah. And I think that, you know, there's progress that's made or been made, and there's progress that's happening, but it's still the number one reason we know people don't seek treatment. You know, they're afraid of being judged. They're afraid of, again, thinking about the workplace, what might happen to them in a workplace or school. And that's a huge part of what we work really hard to, you know, break the stigma and to tell people that those misconceptions and those myths are, you know, that's just what they are. They're misconceptions and they're myths. And you can, you know, you have your struggles, but then you can get better and live your best life.
And are you seeing more willingness from maybe other employers, organizations to have flexibility if they've got an employee that is struggling?
I have the good fortune of hearing some really, you know, positive stories, you know, when people either come to our training and then feel empowered to talk to a supervisor, or, you know, there's a training that we do at a workplace and people say, wow, that really changed our view on things. So I do get to see a lot of the really positive effects of talking about this in the workplace and talking about this more in society.
And definitely that's why you guys continue your outreach and awareness campaign, not just in May when it's Mental Health Awareness Month, but year round to help get that word out. And if somebody is struggling and they're listening right now, Christina, best way for them to get in touch, go to your website?
Yep, they go to our website. We actually have right on our website, there's also a tab right at the top. I believe it's the top left still, but it says, where do I start? Because we also know part of the reason people don't, you know, seek treatment or don't get effective treatment or support or help is because they just don't know where to start. And so we really try to help with that and help people navigate and make it as simple as possible.
And are you still doing, I know when we talked a few months back, you were talking about that language matters and working with family members and friends so they can talk more effectively to their family member or friend who might be dealing with a mental health issue. Are you guys still trying to focus on that?
It's always part of our conversation. So we, you know, we eventually want to, you know, launch a whole series about talking about language and have just full, we could have a full training right around that. But that's worked into every, you know, group and class and all those community trainings we do. We really focus on language and how to have the conversations in a non, you know, judgmental and non-confrontational way so it can be calm and non-judgmental and effective.
And can you give me an example, Christina? Maybe people aren't understanding. When we mean language, it's not just like, hey, can I talk to you? Or, hey, you know, it's more than that.
Yeah, it so is, and I so appreciate the thoughtful questions. So a for example, I guess, would be, you know, when you're talking to somebody who might be struggling, the use of I statements is so important. I care. I've noticed. I'm here to help you. Because when we use I statements, it helps us stay out of judgment. It helps us, you know, own what we're noticing and feeling, and to, again, stay calm and patient with the person. So thinking about when, you know, we're talking about language, we're talking about not only person-centered language when we're having the conversation, but also, you know, changing the language about what mental illness is and isn't, you know, what suicide and substance use, you know, is and isn't. So really just any way we can, you know, that's how we break stigma, right? We educate people
right.
And help them understand there's like different words and terms that they can use.
And are you guys still active in reaching out? I know we're winding down the school year for a lot of schools in our area, but still working with them to help out youth that may be dealing with mental health issues?
So that actually paused during COVID because we couldn't get into the schools. Just, you know, as we know, things were remote. But we're happy to, you know, help out anybody who needs it. So we know we've seen certainly an increase in youth struggling. So if, you know, again, I always tell people, you know, there's no bad ideas, there's no bad, you know, thoughts or programs or, you know, silly ones. So if you have an idea or you need support or have an idea for a program, definitely, you know, reach out and we can explore it.
Explain that just a little bit more, Christina. So you're saying, so somebody's listening and they're saying, my gosh, you know, I'm worried about the kids in my son's class or whatever. You know, they've had so much isolation due to COVID and everything. I want to do a monthly get together where we go to a park and we have fun, but we also talk about, you know, addressing issues in the kid's life and they bring that idea to you. That's kind of what you're saying?
Yeah. And again, if it's not something we could do, Ed, it's something that, you know, again, with our community partners, right? If somebody came and say, oh, you know, I'm looking for a group for, you know, I don't even know, you know, a mom's group, say, we don't offer that, but we could help them find one. Or if it's something within our parameters and within our bandwidth, we're always up for helping people create what they need with our support.
Fantastic. No, that's what I love. You guys are truly, you're a great networking source or center here in Rochester for mental health and other, like you said, adjacent services and stuff like that. We are talking with Christina from NAMI Rochester. Not only is May Mental Health Awareness Month, but they also have their big walk coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're hoping for our biggest one ever. It's May 20th at Village Gate. Starts at 9. There's a big festival. We have over 70 vendors. We have bands. It's just so amazing to have seen the growth. You know, I've been around since the first walk, and to have seen where we're at now is just incredible. But it's a big celebration of recovery. It is our biggest fundraiser. So if you're interested and have the ability to fundraise, that's amazing. But no need to, and there's no cost to register. So you could, again, go to our website and register. It's right there at the top banner. Or you can just come down to Village Gate that morning. So whatever works best for you.
And are you seeing mostly individuals doing fundraising or kind of like team collaboration?
We see a combination of both. So sometimes people register as individuals. So they, you know, they fundraise by themselves, or some people have teams. Some people are part of company teams where the company is a corporate donor. And they come, so a different variety.
And it truly is a great event. I've been, you know, many times over the years. I think
yeah,
the second or third one was the first one I went to back in like 2012, I think it was. But it's really grown. You're right. It really has become a much larger community effort and more vendors, more people involved. It's just incredible to see that.
Yeah, and we're so, you know, we're so grateful that, for that. And it's such a testament, too, again, to the need in the community and the willingness of the community to get behind us and stand behind us.
And is there a monetary goal this year?
Yeah, it's right there on the website. So we're, you know, we're hoping to raise $150,000. We're at $120,000 right now. So we'd really love, you know, everyone's support to really help us, you know, hit that number. And again, that's how we can provide all this programming at no cost, is by having the walk in other events. But again, the walk is our biggest fundraiser. So we're always very grateful for the folks that donate and come out and support us.
And I did check the forecast with Josh Nichols. It is going to be sunny and 75 on that day, as far as the weather goes.
Oh, cool. All right. Whichever meteorologist you got that from, they're my new bestie.
But no, hey, rain or shine, you guys will do it, because it's all about coming together, raising awareness, and of course, the funds go to provide all of these programs that you do provide at no cost throughout the year.
Yep, that's right. That is our, you know, again, one of our, you know, our main goals is to make sure things are accessible as possible to people. And part of that is having things have no cost attached to them. So really important part of our mission.
And do you guys have businesses involved this year as well as like a corporate sponsor?
Yep. And they're all right there. You know, we're so grateful for continued partnerships with Wegmans and the Stern family. We've got a lot of new partners this year. So they're all reflected on the website. So if you, you know, you can scroll down and look at the sponsors. And hey, if you know somebody at that company, you might check and see if they have a team. You could join them. Or just say thank you. If you might work for one of those companies. So just know that they're very committed to mental health awareness in our community.
And I know we are in the 11th hour as far as sponsorship goes, but if there is a business owner listening and they want to get involved, still an opportunity to do so?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We our sponsor deadline was actually May 1st, but that's for printing and stuff. But we certainly would welcome the opportunity to have a conversation, see how we could make things work for you. There's also going to be other events during the year. So if you didn't make the deadline or we can't get you in this year, please, you know, reach out anytime and we'll have a member of our team talk to you about the opportunities.
Fantastic. Again, we are talking about the 11th annual NAMI Rochester Walk that is coming up May 20th. So just a couple of weeks from now, starts at 9 o'clock, Village Gate, downtown Rochester. And again, get all the details at NAMIROC, that's ROC.org.
Great to talk to you, and so appreciate your support and willingness to help us spread the word.
Definitely. Happy to do so, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. I know you're busy with stuff with NAMI and all that, so we'll let you go, but have a great weekend.
Thank you, Ed. So appreciate you.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.